This report on the Chiefs 2022 training camp is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Lopez or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage for your home loan.
The Chiefs are less than 48 hours away from their first preseason game Saturday afternoon in Chicago against the Bears. However, the team stayed focused on this Thursday in preparation for the regular season with a long 2-hour and 25-minute practice in pads. Center stage today in our report is Chris Jones, the defensive lineman in the league since 2016. Chris Jones is a 3-time Pro Bowler. 50 sacks, 30 passes batted down, 10 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions, and a pick 6, and yet the Chiefs' kingdom has been wanting more. Chris wasn't in the Chiefs' offseason program, and there was some anxiety around the camp what Chris would look like in the mandatory minicamp in June and in the 13 practices here in St. Joe. The answer? Chris Jones has been the most dominant player in camp, either on offense or defense. I had to ask him, what happened to get him in this place?
Committed to training, committed to being better than I was last year, committed to being dominant this year for this defense, and that's where my head at. It is, man. This defense, one thing I harped on during mandatory is that this defense is going to have grit. And, you know, it starts with the front line, starts with the front seven, and that carries on throughout the defense. So, you know, I'm going to do my part to make sure that front four is as gritty as it comes.
Chris Jones can be one of the top 5 interior defensive linemen in the NFL. In fact, since 2016, only the great Aaron Donald, the defending Super Bowl champion Rams, has more sacks among interior linemen than Stone Cold Chris Jones. But if Jones keeps playing like he's playing in this camp, there's going to be more Aaron Donald comparisons. Chiefs, Bears, Saturday afternoon at noon at Soldier Field in the Windy City. Reporting from St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.